from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And it is our Friar Friday interview, and this week we visit with new Padres right-hander Brian Hoeing joins us here from Miami, where he was traded from to the Padres along with Tanner Scott about 10 days ago. So my first question, Brian, is how has the last 10 days been for you? What kind of whirlwind has it been for you?
It's definitely been a whirlwind, but it's been a good whirlwind. You know, for me, I didn't really expect to get traded. I'm thankful that I did come into an organization like the Padres, first-class organization that prides itself on winning and has a really good culture. So just kind of seeing a different, you know, side of, you know, a team. The guys have been great, welcoming me with open arms. Everybody's been friendly and super helpful. It's kind of ironic that, you know, 10 days later, me and Tanner and even Louis Arise are back in Miami where we all met each other. So it definitely came full circle this weekend.
Yes, it did. We're talking to Brian Hoeing, a Padres relief pitcher here on 97.3 The Fan. And here in San Diego, Brian, we sometimes call your pitching coach, Ruben Niebla, the pitching whisperer. So I just want to know, what was it like to work with him for the first time, or what's it like to work with him currently?
Yeah, he's been great so far. Super helpful already. I know I've only been here 10 days, but we've talked a little bit about, you know, some of my pitch usages and, you know, things that they, you know, hope that they can see change in my arsenal, which I think has been, you know, beneficial for me out there, my performance wise. But he also just brings really good energy. He's able to listen. It's not just a one-way street. He wants to hear what we have to say too about his thoughts. And I think that's how you grow as a, you know, as a pitcher and as a pitching coach as well. But definitely helping me with my arsenal and usage percentage with certain pitches.
Brian Hoeing kind of arrived on the scene as far as the Padres are concerned in that rainout game the other night in Pittsburgh, and ended up pitching almost 4 innings there and helping the Padres to a great win with a beautiful effort, you know, the whole bullpen. I mean, 8 shutout innings.
Yeah.
But how did that come about? I mean, it started to rain. I'm sure Cease didn't immediately ask out of that game. In fact, if I know Dylan, he probably really didn't ever want out of that game. So how did that finally go, that, you know, when you got the word and they said, hey, we're going to put you go as far as you can go?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Cease's mindset was, I'm going back out there. They're legit going to have to drag this ball out of my hand. That's basically what happened. I mean, it was a 2.5-hour delay or somewhere.
Yeah.
That's just not worth throwing, you know, Dylan Cease, one of the best starters in the league, back out there for risk of injury. And I've kind of been in that situation before. I've been a hybrid pitcher my whole career. So in a situation like that, my mind, you know, started clicking a little bit. I said, hey, I'm telling myself, you know, this is probably going to be me. So just, you know, stay locked in. At no point did I think the game was ever going to get canceled. I was telling myself, like, we're going to play this game. We're going to play this game. So I could just stay mentally focused. And, yeah, the Ruben and Fritz both did a really good job of just communicating with me and saying, hey, look, if this goes past a certain time, we're going to go with you. So the whole rain delay, I was focused and ready to go. But, yeah, I mean, that game was fun. It was crazy just with the rain delay and then the bullpen really stepping up in a huge way. I think we had a shutout that game as well.
Yeah.
But the cool part about the bullpen is everybody is really good stuff. I mean, really good competitors. And I think we really just passed the baton from one person to another and just kind of like, all right, I got your back, you got my back, and let's do this thing.
We're talking to Brian Hoeing here, Padres relief pitcher on 97.3 The Fan. And how comfortable, Brian, I think you went 3 2/3 that night. How comfortable are you going deep into games? Like, is there a pitch limit, or are you just kind of going until you feel like it's time to, you know?
He's a hybrid, Scraby.
I know.
He can go on gasoline or electricity.
Oh, there we go. I like
Doesn't
that,
matter
Chris.
To
Thank
him.
You. Thank you.
You know, you kind of have to be a little bit careful. I mean, for my health, you have to be careful. You can't just throw me out there for 5-6 innings so I'm not built up, which currently I'm not really built up for that much. But, I mean, I was built up for, you know, 50 pitches or so. I threw 3 innings in Milwaukee about 2 weeks ago. That was around 50 pitches. So, you know, in a situation like that with a rain delay where we really just need to, you know, kind of, you know, fill up some innings there, I am a guy that can just – I like to think, knock on wood, but I like to work efficiently, just get early contact ground balls and just get in and out of at bats. But yeah, my knock on wood too, my health is very important. I've been able to stay healthy most of my career. So, but yeah, I'm able to go multiple and one inning at a time, just kind of whatever the team needs.
Brian is a Louisville Cardinal, for those who are wondering. And just a little background for those who don't know. You were drafted, I think, out of high school in something like the 35th or 6th round.
Yeah.
Then drafted again after your junior season, but still in the 32nd round. And then after your senior year, you got all the way up to the 7th round and signed with the Marlins. Here's my question. What was the biggest, the 32nd round and the 7th round? Did you change, or did their opinion of you change?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My senior year, I had 2 major surgeries. It's funny, I was just talking about how I've stayed healthy in my career, but I actually did have 2 major surgeries my senior year. I had an ACL and UCL surgery, so that kind of hurt my draft stock my senior year. And it was more so, I think, of a courtesy pick out of high school. I mean, I think it was by the D-backs. They were just kind of like, hey, we like you. We know you probably won't sign, but just in case we can work something out, here's an opportunity. And at that point, coming off 2 major surgeries, like, you know, I think betterment for my career, I should go to Louisville here and get healthy and pitch against some good competition in college. And then, I got drafted by the Giants, I believe, in 18. And that came down to just the money amount. We didn't really agree on what the money was going to be, so I went back for my last year at Louisville and had a pretty good year. Honestly, it timed out really well. I kind of, you know, bet on myself a little bit. Had a solid year. We went to the World Series as well, which was really cool. Going from the 30-something round to the 7th round, I'd say it paid off.
Yeah, definitely
good
paid
move,
off.
Good move.
Brian, what's it like going from a team without playoff aspirations and going to a team just a couple games back of first place in the division?
It's definitely different. You know, in the flip of a switch, you're going from last place in your division to, you know, fighting for, you know, the division title and even the wild card spot. So, something to play for. The energy is phenomenal. The guys bring the energy every single day. We know what's at stake here. We want to get to the postseason. Every single baseball player, I think, in the MLB want to get to the postseason. So I'm fortunate enough, I would say Tanner would say the same thing, to, you know, thankful to get put in this opportunity where we are, you know, kind of control our own destiny here. As long as we play well throughout the stretch, hopefully we're playing some October baseball. I think that's all we all want to do, is pitch in a postseason game. It's really atmosphere in front of the Padres fans.
Yeah, we got some pretty good fans out here, and I'm sure you're probably already realizing that in a short time. Brian Hoeing is one of the newest Padres. We're going to let you roll here. Just wanted to come full circle. We talked about it being kind of a whirlwind 10 days. Like, how much of San Diego do you even get to see in the short time you've been here? And are you still trying to move in someplace? Has somebody put you up in town? How is?
Yeah.
Do you need to rent my garage, or what's the situation?
Well, hey, I might take you up on that.
Okay.
No, the staff, TJ, the travel coordinator here, did a phenomenal job of, you know, making the whole process very smooth for me. They put me in a hotel, the Omni, right across the stadium.
Wow.
So I was able to just walk, you know, 30 seconds over the ballpark, which is a very nice commute to work.
Yeah.
But when I get back, yeah, we worked out, you know, a deal with one of the apartments nearby. So I will be in an apartment, but I haven't really gotten to experience San Diego that much. I know that, you know, it offers some really good food and some really nice people and really good weather. So I'm hoping here in the next 2 months or so, I can kind of find some time to really enjoy it and get to know San Diego really well. Because I feel like it has some really cool things to offer.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot to offer this Padre club, and already we've seen it. We appreciate your time and wish you a very successful last month and a half here. And I think we will see everybody in October baseball. So, welcome to San Diego, and thanks for being on our show today.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.